I am your submissive. Sometimes that means that I am needy, that I need you to wrap me in your arms and tell me that everything is going to be okay. Sometimes it means that you stand against my demons, driving them back with your voice and the sheer force of your love for me. I will likely never put into words how grateful I am that you love me, that you care for me, even when I am down, even when I can feel that deep darkness pulling me down into the void. And when those times come, I know that you'll be there, pulling me back up. I love you for that. But if I am your lady, then you are my man. And I simply will not allow you to battle your demons alone. I can see the darkness in your eyes. I can hear the echoes of frustration and despair in your voice. So please, do not pretend that you are fine. Not to me. No. No, instead of the pretending, instead of that silly dance, instead of all that nonsense, when you want to scream and shout your frustration, I want my ears to ring. When you want to hurt something, in order to extirpate your fury, I will gladly present myself, and I will welcome every spank, every wall slam, every bite and scratch and bruise upon me. When you wish to pour all of your emotion, all of your hurt and despair and anger into something, my body stands ready and willing to be your vessel. And if, instead, all you want is to sink yourself into soul-deep comfort, if all you want is to bury yourself in warmth and softness and cry hot tears of pain, my arms are as open to you as my thighs and my heart. Because I love you, every part of you, even your darkness, even your supposed weakness. After all, I have seen your light, and I know your strength. You are the burning angel who fights my demons, and in turn, I will take the fight to yours. You do not need to protect me from them. I welcome their claws. So please, tell me, how can I serve in your defense today?